I didn't know where you was, Mr. Jaggs. Said, I heard you were over here somewhere. Said, I took a day off and come over to see if I could find you. Said, you got a job? Well, yes and no. Got a job and I haven't got a job. Said, what do you mean, yes and no? Well, I thought if I could work over here, I'd have a job. I didn't work over here, I had no job. He quit his other job, come on back. He said, well, can you go to work tomorrow? Yes, sir, I brought my stuff along.
He came ready, didn't he?
He's ready to go. He knew he had a job before he came over.
You're talking
a little bit
ago about those turtles. What kind of frogs do you have around? What different kinds?
We used to kill bullfrogs. That was we loved to eat the legs. Wrapped around those phosphate pistols, that son, with a 22 rifle. You kill every 10. Any time you go out there late in the afternoon, they'd sit up under the bank, wait to catch flies or something. Slip up there and you had to be very quiet because they'd jump right in and you never did see them again. Creep along the edge and shoot them. My brother was a good shot from the time he was about 4 years older than I was. He was about 14. I'd go down and get him. Banks were high and crawl, walk along the bank and shoot him. I'd go down and get him. Sometimes he'd shoot one right, if you didn't shoot him through the right place between the shoulders, he'd jump in and you couldn't get him. You'd have to wait till he had to come up for air or something. Wait 30 minutes. He wouldn't wait. He didn't kill one, but I'd get him before jumping. Sometimes he'd jump in and die when he hit. Pulled up in the water, belly up. I've seen him kill 10 or 12 of them. Some of the people jigged him at night. We never did try jigging until we got older. We tried jigging him when we got older. We never could get close enough to the things to jig him. They'd hear us jump in at night. Other people jigged them. I don't know how they jigged them, but these people down here in Everglades, they jig them with a boat. They get in a boat, go what they call frogging. They take the jigs and take those boats, go through what marshes out there. They jig them. They jig a whole load of time on corn sack food.
What kind of boats do they usually fish in?
Those guys hunt those frogs. Got an airplane motor. Fell on further back of them, and they scoot through the water. They don't have any bottom. I mean, they don't draw but about 3 inches of water. Some of them, when they're going fast, don't even draw that much. And they can run through the marshes, no log, no snags down there. They just run all over the place. They run in the water. They don't run in the water, but they'll run on that grass. They don't have to have any propeller in the water, you know. They have races, they have all kinds, they can run those things like an automobile. I'm going to go 35, 40 miles an hour. Dangerous to me, I never would ride in them.
What do you call those kind of boats that you just use rows for?
We got one, a canoe, not a canoe, we got a canoe.
Canoe pointed at both ends?
It's pointed at both ends, canoe is. We have another boat. It's what they call a John boat. I don't know why they call it a John boat. I think it's square on both ends. Cliff got them all aluminum fishing boat, as well as that canoe. He just bought that canoe, that thing, made in Tampa. They had a real nice boat, made out of glass, that plexiglass.
You talk about a boat, you got a new boat, you say you're going out to do what? You know, a new ship. Do what to it, you know, when you first make a ship?
You want to do what,
Lou? When you first make a ship, what do you call it? What they do to it, say, this man is a ship, they do what to the ship? When they first put it in the water, you say, they do what to it, then?
Well, they make it, they lay the keel to it first. They build on to the keel, put the first part, the old fashioned. The old fashioned boat is built, all built like that. Boats across the old-fashioned boats that we use, not crossways, but never go lengthways. And